Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Here on WBEN, it's Dominic Cortese with you with another edition of our program. Anything around the house that needs my attention, you know what to do. Pick up the phone and give me a call at 803-0930 in the 716. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Then there's that Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board where you can write your question in. And that is the same as our call-in number, which is 803-0930. Lots of ways to participate in the program, including watching us on Facebook Live, where we broadcast the show each and every Saturday morning. In studio with me is Darren Cotton from the Tool Library. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back. Thank you and for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure, and it's great to see the exciting news that you're here to report about the relocation of the Tool Library to a new, larger facility.
Yeah. So last year, we made the move. We had been in the same location for about a decade. And as you can imagine, with 4,800 tools, that takes up a whole lot of floor space. Mm-hmm. So we were just running out of room, and we found a new building at 2626 Main Street, about four times the size of our previous location. And now we are in the process of hopefully buying that building and making it the permanent home.
So what prompted me to re-invite you to the program is I saw the press release that you were successful in securing the donation from the Junior League of the proceeds from last year's show house. And, of course, the show house, near and dear to our heart at Cortese Construction, we're involved with it every single show. And last year, we did the kitchen in the show house for the owners of the building. So we were very involved and entrenched in the whole process. And of course, we have been for all the years that we've been associated with the Junior League. And they do donate 100% of the proceeds to one worthwhile organization, which is amazing unto itself. So tell us about that process and how much did you actually get?
Sure. So it started beginning of the year. We put in a preliminary application. We were invited to present to a small subsection of the Junior League. And then in late April, we presented in front of the entire membership. And that night, we were called and told that we won $175,000 towards our capital campaign to purchase 2626 Main Street. So it was an incredible victory, literally the night before we launched our public campaign.
Wow.
So,
How serendipitous is that? Tell us, let's go back to the basics here. Tell us what the Tool Library is.
Sure. So as the name implies, we are in fact a library of tools. We've got about 4,800 items in our inventory, ranging anywhere from basic hand tools all the way up to pressure washers, lawnmowers, weed whackers, even some unconventional things, sewing machines, popcorn makers, tables, pop-up tents, really anything that people need to turn an idea that they have into reality. We want to be a resource to them, and we want to make tools affordable and accessible to people.
Now, like the library, do you need a library card?
Yep, so you would sign up as a member. Membership starts as low as $30 a year, and we also have scholarships available. So again, we want everyone to have access to the tools that they need.
If you sign up for the basic $30 a year, what do you get?
Sure. So that would allow you to borrow up to five tools at a time for up to a week at a time. And again, this is a really great option if you are redoing a kitchen or you're starting a garden and you really only need a tool once or twice. Why are you going out buying it? Come to the tool library, borrow it, use it, and then someone else can do the very same thing.
And I see you've partnered now with the county on LeadSafe tool borrowing as well.
Yeah, so that's a really exciting partnership. Has been in the works for a couple of years now, but we're working with Erie County Department of Health and the Western New York Children's Environmental Health Network. Lead poisoning, unfortunately, is still a huge issue affecting mm-hmm. Buffalo and Western New York. Erie County has some really fantastic training for homeowners that want to do the work themselves, but a lot of the tools that you need to do the work safely are really expensive.
Right.
So we now have four HEPA vacs in our inventory, and anyone that goes through the county's training is eligible for a free one-year membership to the Tool Library.
Darren Cotton is our guest in studio from the Tool Library, and we're taking any questions you have either for Darren or for anything around the house at 803-0930 as we start our phone calls in Wheatfield with Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. I opened in the cellar the ball valve, so turn the water on outside, and a bleeder cap leaks. What's the standard size of a bleeder cap? And what's the purpose of that little hole on the side of the bleeder cap?
Okay, so I got to picture what you're talking about. You're talking about the outside faucet?
Yeah, well, inside the basement, okay, it's the ball valve, the one with just the handle, right, up and
right,
down.
Right, okay.
And outside, you know, the standard circular. But the bleeder cap leaked in the basement. So, well, there's like a rubber gasket in there. And I don't understand the purpose of that hole, but I want to replace that. What's the standard size for that? And what's the purpose of that little hole there? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I'm not picturing this, and I'm not going to be able to help you with the answer because I can't picture what you're talking about. But I would imagine that if you take a picture of it and go to the home center, they probably would be able to guide you to the right part that you're looking for.
Well, I've asked in the big box stores, and they're not knowledgeable.
Yeah, you might want to go a little bit more specialized. You might want to go a little bit more specialized and go to a plumbing supply house that deals with that where plumbers go to buy all their pieces and parts. You can Google plumbing supply houses near me, and you might find that that's going to be a better resource for you to get the product you're looking for. 803-0930. Our next stop is Albion and Tim. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Dominic. I called you a couple weeks ago. I had a problem with my kitchen cabinet that I discussed with you.
Oh, yes.
At one point in time, there was a person that said that I should measure the humidity.
Yes, I remember.
In the house because it was dry. Well,
right.
I did what you said, and I got something to measure the humidity with, and it wasn't a humidity problem.
Right, I remember.
I overloaded it,
mm-hmm.
and due to... my contractor actually did a great job of helping me navigate through this thing. And
we determined it was a weight issue, if I remember.
Yes, yep. And the problem has been fixed. The one thing that I have found out is I think the humidity in my house is actually a little bit too high. What is an appropriate humidity level?
You don't want to live in humidity anywhere near 50%. You want to live somewhere in the 40s.
Wow. Okay. So I'm in the like low 60s.
Yeah. So that means we're trapping moisture. We're trapping humidity. We're not ventilating. The air is not changing in the house sufficiently. I think I asked you though whether you have issues with condensation in the winter.
Yeah, and really we don't.
Mm-hmm.
I burn a fireplace, a natural wood fireplace. I don't know whether that might help.
That helps dry the air. That'll help create dryness rather than adding humidity, yes. So I would say if you don't see condensation, you may want to do a seasonal check. Every season you may want to check the humidity level and then do an average over the four seasons to see what we're talking about, you know, for the overall year, because it may be related to your HVAC system in that, you know, it's more of a summertime issue or conversely more of a wintertime issue. So I would think that we need to know a little bit more about, you know, how we're heating and cooling and whether we're creating humidity that way.
Mm-hmm. And then my basement's measuring about 80%.
Ah, well, that tells me a lot because, okay, I should have actually started there because if the basement is that high, then to me the answer is that's where all the moisture's coming from and it's permeating. So
okay.
You must, at 80%, you must be smelling some must down there.
Yeah, I really don't.
You don't.
That's why I was kind of surprised with it, but...
Well, be that as it may, if it's measuring at 80%, that is double what it should be. So I'm going to suggest a couple things. First of all, you might want to consider dry locking the basement walls. That's a moisture barrier. Secondly, you may want to invest in a high-capacity dehumidifier, April Air, that Indoor Professional sells. An expensive appliance, but it works. And it will, no question, bring that humidity level down. And that alone may be the answer.
All right. Because this is a new built house. So I have that, I have that material that's on the basement walls already.
Yeah, it's right,
like,
right, right.
You know, it's like an insulation
yeah.
material.
Do you have a, in that it's a new house, do you have a fresh air exchange occurring?
What do you mean by that?
There should be an air induction unit attached to the furnace to bring fresh air in to combust the furnace with, as opposed to using the household air.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do have that.
Okay. So yes. That usually helps keep the house drier as well. Something's going on in that basement. So, you know, in order to do the dry lock, you're going to have to take the insulation down. So that's a little bit of an extra piece to the puzzle here. You might want to just jump to the air dehumidification and see if that's the answer.
Right, because I know I've listened to the program before, and I can't remember his name has been on there.
Peter, Peter Gordon from Indoor Air. Yeah, I have this appliance at home, and it really has changed our comfort level in the home, because it keeps the humidity level, you know, out of the equation. It just keeps it right in the 40s, very comfortable year round.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's probably the direction
I'm
going to go.
All right, Tim. Thanks for the call. Yep. Tim's line now available, 803-0930. Our guest in studio is Darren Cotton from the Tool Library. We'll talk more with Darren about what's going on at the Tool Library and how you can benefit from all that they do this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. Give us a call at 803-0930. When we come back, we'll travel to the Falls and we'll talk to James and we'll talk to you as well. Hey, if you'd like to participate in our Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, we've got some classes coming up. The June class that's coming up, June the 3rd, is sold out. We have a July class coming, though, that is outside. Summer in Italy for the July class. And then August, in August we are traveling to Tuscany, a night in Tuscany. Check out all the upcoming classes by going to the Cortese website. Drop-down menu, Come Home to Cortese. You'll see my picture along with our chef, Jerry Clemente, and a list of all of the classes, including the idea of gifting a class, which you can certainly do. We would love to have you or anyone you'd like to invite to come by and see be a part of our cooking school. And, of course, see our wonderful showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, everything we do on display there at Main Street in Clarence. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Kerry Hewitt from the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Hey, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open until noon today. Stop in or call us at 716-646-9480, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
The cost of everything keeps going up and up. Now Albany politicians are talking about a bigger bottle bill that will cost us even more. The bigger bottle bill would double the deposit on most beverages, including water and beer, and add it to sports drinks, wine, and spirits. At a time we're all struggling to make ends meet, it's outrageous for politicians to double out-of-pocket costs on beverages. That's on top of the current system that's riddled with fraud, costing us millions each year. It's why labor unions are joining with working families across New York to oppose the bigger bottle bill. Tell New York State legislators to oppose it, too. There's a better way to modernize our deposit system efficiently and effectively. Go to nybetterrecycling.com to learn more. Paid for by New Yorkers for Better Recycling. Supported by the American Beverage Association.
Got gold jewelry, broken jewelry, coins? Received an inheritance from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth? Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. Trust Tag for their honest evaluations on diamonds, gold, pocket watches, wristwatches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flatware, coins, and collectibles. Tag offers you cash on the spot for your valuables. Trust Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Well, it is right smack dab in the middle of the construction season. Here we are at the end of May. Gorilla Garage Gear is there for you for several things that you can hire them for, starting with an epoxy-coated garage floor. I have that service that they provided me, and I'll tell you, cleaning the garage is a snap. It looks like a new car showroom every time I hose it down and squeegee the water out. By the way, Gorilla Garage Gear does not use polyurea. Polyurea will offer you quick drying curing, but it is lacking a vapor penetration, and therefore, it is likely to peel over time. 15-year warranty is what you get with a Gorilla floor from Gorilla Garage Gear. How about a new garage door or a tune-up for your garage door? How about some garage storage equipment? Yeah, it's all available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Check them out online, GorillaGarageGear.com, or give them a call, 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
What you do and how you do it make a statement. In the automotive realm, the name Audi speaks volumes in performance, luxury, and style. So stop by Audi Buffalo today and choose the Audi that speaks to you. You could drive away today in a new 2024 Audi Q3 or a new 2024 Audi Q5. Two examples of the artful blending of sporting capability and SUV versatility. Or you could slip into a handsome new 2024 Audi A6 sedan. Purchase now and receive 0.99% APR financing for up to 60 months. 0.99% APR financing is on approved credit through Audi Financial Services at 17.09 per thousand finance. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by May 31st. See dealer for details. Come experience it all at Audi Buffalo, a distinguished member of the Westher Automotive Group. Audi Buffalo is located on Transit Road in Williamsville, just north of Genesee Street. Or you can begin your experience at AudiBuffalo.com now. Audi Buffalo. Make a statement.
Joe Beamer here. Can you feel the excitement? July's around the corner, and you know what that means. Fireworks. Skip the trip to Pennsylvania because Signals has it all. I scoped out their store early, and wow, what a selection. Signals has Tribal Thunder fireworks. All tax-free, no gimmicks, just the real deal. So when it comes to lighting up the night, be sure to take a drive down Route 20 or hop off the 219 at Kilbuck on the Allegheny Reservation and stop at Signals. Online at knowyoursignals.com.
Hey, are you looking for are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? Hey, it's Dominic here, telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York. Yep, they'll offer you top-notch options from stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk. They indeed have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. Or better than that, stop in and see them. They're at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with
the flow. It is 10:25 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930 is the magical helpline. Anything around the house that needs my attention? And join into our conversation with Darren Cotton from the Tool Library as we learn more about what the Tool Library is and how you can benefit by not having to buy a tool. You can borrow it with a membership. And imagine the list of what you have is pretty extensive.
Yeah, so home improvement, plumbing, electrical, lawn and garden. Our entire inventory is online at thetoollibrary.org, so you can sort of scan through what we've got, hopefully something that you need, and again, save yourself a trip to the store.
What if you're like, you know, going to do something once, and okay, like if you're going to rent, how about a sewer auger, okay? And you go to Home Depot, and you know, there's all those charges that they have to rent it. How does your price compare with the membership to what it would be to rent a tool like that? Substantial.
Sure. I mean, for some rental services, you know, you're walking out the door for a 6-hour rental, you're looking at over $100.
Right.
And so with the tool library, again, membership starts as low as $30 a year. So pretty affordable.
Now, when you say it starts at $30 a year, what can you end up at?
Sure. So again, our goal is to make tools affordable, but if people are able to support us at a higher level, we do have a $75 membership, which would allow you to take up to 25 tools out at a time, and then also $150 up to 50 tools at a time. And that's great for a block club, a neighborhood organization, or another nonprofit. You're hosting a tree planting mm-hmm. or a big cleanup. You need all these tools all at once. A really fantastic option for that.
Okay. 803-0930 to the falls we go. James, good morning. You're next. James, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, yes. I'd like to make a comment on your previous caller that was having a problem with a little leaky valve and he was wondering what it was all about.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
Okay, I have two of those in my house, which is a big old farmhouse, and they both service the outdoor spigots
okay.
for the water.
Okay.
And inside the house is a valve.
Right.
You know, you turn it on and off. And then there's the outside valve for where you hook up your garden
Correct.
Hose.
Got it.
In between the two, more or less at the right next to the inside valve, is this little thing that he's talking about.
Yeah, it's a bleeder valve.
Purpose, it's the bleeder
right.
so that in the late fall when you're ready to lock down for the winter,
right.
you close that inner valve,
right.
and you go out and you open the outdoor valve, and then you come back in, make sure you have a bucket under it. You open up that little bleeder
right.
valve, and
yeah.
it drains the outer
right.
valve so that it won't freeze.
And there's no water caught between.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It drains all the water out so
yeah.
that there's nothing in there to freeze over
yeah.
the winter.
Yep, you got it. You've described it very well. I
and
think he was looking for the little cover itself.
It it's possible that it's just maybe got jarred somewhere along the line
yeah.
and he just needs to shut it off a little tighter.
Yeah, well, it could be. Yeah. All right. Well, good advice and thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All
have
right.
a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now. 803-0930, anything around the house as we're coming up close to the bottom of the hour. We jump on the phone and give us a call. And a texter's writing in for you, Darren. Does the tool library offer any classes for beginner power tool users?
So not yet, but that is one of the goals of owning our new home at 2626 Main Street. We're looking to renovate the inside to really maximize that for workshops, hands-on
sure.
Events, that sort
and
of thing.
And minimize liability, too. You don't want anyone cutting their hand off.
Absolutely.
Well, how do you handle liability now?
Sure. So when everyone signs up for a membership, they're signing both on our borrowing rules. So just, you know, what we need you to do to make sure that the tool library continues to function, and then also a waiver and liability form.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of standard. We've
sure.
worked with tool libraries across the country, and everyone has sort of developed standard language around that.
There you go. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. Here's what's happening. Governor Hochul announced that police agencies statewide are increasing patrols and will be setting up sobriety checkpoints to crack down on impaired driving this Memorial Day weekend. State troopers will be using state police vehicles and concealed identity traffic enforcement vehicles to make it easier to identify unlawful motorists. Although these vehicles are intended to blend in with traffic, they can easily be identified as emergency vehicles once the emergency lighting is activated. The Stop DWI enforcement period started yesterday at 6 p.m. and will continue up until Monday, May 27th at 11 p.m. The City of Buffalo will be turning on their splash pads for Memorial Day weekend starting at 11 a.m. today. Mayor Byron Brown explained why this is a great opportunity for families to go out and enjoy the warm weather.
We are happy that our splash pads will be opening to be part of that process of families coming together, enjoying each other, and really expressing thanks for what we have in our nation, and thanks to those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom.
Niagara and Erie County Sheriff's Office partner up for National Safe Boating Week. Erie County Sheriff John Garcia explained there are new laws that people need to be aware of before they take their boats out this year.
This year we have some new laws. One of them is anybody born on or before January 1st of 1978. This year you need a boating safety certificate. Starting next year, January 1st, everyone will have to have a boating safety certificate. If you go to Boat US online, you can get one free of charge. It gives everybody that knowledge about the basic rules about boating.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
Hey, it's Dominic here, and it's time for us to speak to our good friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Professionals. We look forward to Peter's call each and every Saturday morning at this time. And if you have allergies, asthma, or respiratory ailments, listen up, because Indoor Professionals can come to your rescue. What they will do is they'll cut a hole in your ductwork, and they'll insert the patented column duct cleaning head. And the pressure on that head is so extreme that it will literally blast all of the gunk that's collected on the sidewalls of your ductwork. That gunk would be irritants, allergens like dust mites, dust mite feces, and they collect there over time. And, you know, we shed skin cells, and all of that just is a big mess in your ductwork. Cleaning it out is the answer. Breathing fresh, clean indoor air, certainly the benefit. How about the medical-grade air purifier? As we mentioned already, the high-capacity April Air dehumidifier, all available from Indoor Air Professionals. Peter Gordon on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, good description. I mean, so many people don't realize that it is so out of sight, out of mind with your ductwork and air you just can't see. Now, we see the results of that with dust on furniture and everything like that. We've had people that have had the thorough duct cleaning that we've provided for the last 32 years, and they say they used to dust two or three times a week, and after that, once or twice a month. But the biggest thing, what gets us up in the morning, and I've said this before, is that people that stop taking medication or using their allergy or their asthma inhalers, or worse, we all know of victims of cancer and they have a compromised immune system. So
there you go.
Take seriously cleaning up the indoor air through the thorough duct cleaning and, as you said, the medical grade air purifier.
716-683-3000, extension 303. Get ready to dial that, because here are the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for Memorial Day weekend.
All right, so here's how it goes. For a first time caller on duct cleaning, we are offering $175 off, and if you're one of the 65,000 repeat customers, you probably got a postcard in the mail, but if you didn't, I will still honor that, which could be even greater savings because it's based on a percentage. Secondly, the portable medical-grade air purifier by Healthway that covers 1,200 square feet, 40 times more efficient than HEPA filter, are $350 off. The whole house unit, the Healthway Super V, is $500 off. That's an amazing piece of equipment that makes your whole house pristine. And then the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier, $300 off.
Okay, 716-683-3000, extension 303. Peter, as we are speaking, somebody texted in, I moved back into my parents' home after my father died and my mother's disabled, and I don't think the ducts in the house have been cleaned ever, and I'm sure it is atrocious. Generally, what kind of cost are you looking at for a two-story house with a full basement with a typical HVAC system?
Okay, so the average house we do, you know, especially with today's discount, could go anywhere from $700 to $900. But that, you know, there are a lot of factors. And of course, we'd be able to check. As I said, we've got 65,000 people that have used our service. And unfortunately, if they use somebody else's, we all know, you know, that's a 40 to 50% cleaning based on the technology that's out there versus the column system that you described, which gets 95% out. Yeah, okay. So that's what the pricing would be, but just have them call and it'll take 5 minutes to get them pricing.
There you go. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
There comes a time in life when owning a home can become burdensome. Wouldn't it be refreshing to escape from grass cutting, shoveling, and even brushing snow off your car? Well, now you can at Presbyterian Village at North Church Senior Apartments. Here's Director Lisa Lundy.
North Church is a five-star living community surrounded by a wildlife sanctuary and still within walking distance of Williamsville. Visit our newly renovated apartments with activities and opportunities that truly make it stress-free living.
Start your new adventure in life. Call Lisa for an appointment at our next open house, Wednesday, May 29th from 1 to 4 p.m. with information, tours, and giveaways. 716-810-7475. 716-810-7475.
Come for the tour, for the refreshments, for the giveaways, but please come.
See the hidden gem that is North Church Senior Apartments in Williamsville. 716-810-7475. An affiliate of Beechwood Continuing Care.
Fetch some fun at Wine, Wags, and Brews Wednesday, June 12th at the SPCA in West Seneca. Hi, it's Gina from the SPCA serving Erie County. You'll enjoy distinctive drink samples from local wineries and breweries, delectable food from local restaurants and bakeries, all with your four-footed friend by your side. We'll have pet-themed exhibitors, vendors, and more, all to benefit the animals at the SPCA serving Erie County. VIP general admission and designated driver packages available. It's the elite social affair of the season. Get your Wine, Wags, and Brews tickets at your SPCA.org.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Miliotto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Dominic Cortez here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Now, Don's a master plumber, and he has been for 35 years. His customer retention rate is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it. And here it is, 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
If you worked at an industrial plant or factory, you may have been exposed to asbestos. Asbestos exposure is the primary cause of mesothelioma. Asbestos companies knew how dangerous asbestos was, yet they failed to warn you. As a result, workers were exposed to asbestos without knowing it could harm them and their families. Even brief exposure to asbestos during a summer job can lead to mesothelioma. Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford have spent decades investigating industrial sites such as Bethlehem Steel, Durez, Ashland Oil, and Holker Chemical. We've represented thousands of Western New Yorkers. We can help you, too. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma or lung cancer, call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford at 716-600-MESO for a free consultation. That's 716-600-6376, or visit us at lipsitzpontario.com. Your journey to justice begins when you call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford. 424 Main Street, Buffalo, New York. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Baseball season is heating up. With the free Odyssey app, you can get the most entertaining local coverage of your team while you're at work or on the go. Stay locked in and in the know with your favorite hosts as they bring you unfiltered takes, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Don't miss any of the action. Stream the shows you love live or on demand with the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today for free.
Hey, Dominic here for my friends at Lenco Supplies. Need hassle-free, budget-friendly building materials for Western New York? Well, those in the know Golenko. Check out Anderson 400 series windows. They're not just energy efficient. Nope. They're your ticket to comfy summers and snug winters. Millions of homeowners choose 400 series windows for good reason. Built on decades of engineering and design, they simply work every single day. So stop into one of the three Lenko locations, Buffalo, Williamsville, and Kenmore, or better than that, hop online, Lenko.supplies. That's Lenko.supplies. You'll learn more about the Anderson 400 series windows. Those in the know, go Lenko, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Looking to buy a really great new vehicle from a really great dealership that you can count on? Maguire Hyundai of Grand Island is that dealership. We are dedicated to providing you with the best possible vehicle buying experience. It starts with Maguire's upfront lowest price guaranteed. The price you see online or at our dealership is the price you pay. No hidden fees or costs ever. Plus, at Maguire Hyundai, you'll work with one person throughout the entire buying process from start to finish. The way car buying should be. Transparent, fun, and fast. Come see all the incredible Hyundai models with amazing Maguire deals. Take a test drive in your favorite one today. Elantra, Sonata, Kona, Santa Fe, Tucson, Palisade. Our selection is fantastic right now. Plus, we make financing easy so you can drive the new Hyundai that you want. You can start online at MaguireHyundaiofGrandIsland.com or better yet, come by and see us at 2000 Alvin Road. Maguire Hyundai of Grand Island.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Now, when it comes to big jobs like replacing your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company that is known for quality. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. You can book your appointment online. Ava will also offer you 0% financing, by the way. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
Watch Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Saturday mornings at 5:30. I know that's early. Sunday mornings at 10:30. How about just DVRing it? And watch Phil, Nick, and Michelle and all of our Hammer Time partners and a television version of this radio program that we call Viewer Mail. And we'd love to have you be part of Hammer Time TV. Watch it every Saturday morning at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. Oh, by the way, I always forget to mention this. Jerry, you said you were going to remind me, and you didn't. This show is rebroadcast at 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings here on WBEN. So if you have anybody who can't listen live at 10, well, tell them they can listen at 6 p.m. A question's coming in on the text board regarding an irrigation system with a soaker hose, and when it turns on, they get a bang, and when they turn off, they get a bang. They bought a water arrester, a hammer arrester. It still bangs when it turns off. I think it may simply be a pressure balance issue, maybe too much pressure causing the bang to occur, and the arrester is going to help, and I would be maybe moderately concerned about possible waterline damage, but I don't know how severe this bang is, the hammer is, and maybe dialing the pressure down might be the answer. In studio is Darren Cotton from the Tool Library, just relocated to 2626 Main Street, received a grant from the Junior League to help facilitate that purchase. You're still short, though, of being 100% outright owner of the building.
Yeah, so we've raised just over $300,000 for the $500,000 we need to purchase the building. We've raised about $16,000 just from community members who are donating, you know, $10, $15, $100, $500. So any little bit helps us reach that goal and secure our home. So we really appreciate the support.
And it's important to point out the membership doesn't cover the nut. You're way short when it comes to the capital costs of all the tools as to what the library subscription rate is?
Yeah, so as a nonprofit, our goal, again, really is accessibility and affordability. So membership does not cover all our operating costs. A lot of that is fundraising, grants, that sort of thing. So buying the building will give us another source of revenue that will support our mission and support our work in Western New York.
So you can participate by donating, if you'd like, to the Tool Library. How would you do that?
Sure. So you can go to our capital campaign page, which is accessible via www.givebutter.com/2626.
Okay. There's a QR code as well in your brochure. So if you see that brochure around town, you can learn more about the Tool Library that way. Let's go to East Aurora now and chat with Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're next.
Morning. I think you answered my question, but I'm a senior citizen that is sort of downsizing my tools, and I've always, over the years, had a lot of tools. Is there any way of donating, you know, like a big item? I have a 32-foot wooden ladder that is like new, but it's older, and I don't know if they'd be interested in stuff like that or not.
So we do typically accept donations. A 32-foot ladder, I'm not sure if we have a space where we could store that. But one of the best things to do if you are interested in donating, you can always give us a call at the shop, 716-510-1745, or email donations@thetoollibrary.org. Again, one of the other challenges is we don't have a vehicle for transportation, so it would have to be drop-offs at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would develop a real problem for me.
Yeah.
So I'm in East Aurora.
Yeah. So on that general question, let's say someone had a, you know, mint condition chop saw, not used anymore, you would take that?
Yeah, absolutely. The only caveats for us is no gas-powered items, needs to be in working order, doesn't need any significant maintenance. But again, even things that we can't put into the inventory, now that we have a new space with a large parking lot, we've got into the habit of running a spring and fall tool sale. So things that we can't use can be put back out into the community and help us raise some funds.
Now, you mentioned no gas. Why?
So it started just kind of with an insurance maintenance thing, but again, the Tool Library is really committed to sustainability, building a more sustainable economy, and small two-stroke motors are some of the biggest polluters out there.
Yeah, for sure. And so that means the mowers are electric?
Yep, battery-powered, which they've made some incredible strides over the years.
Yeah. So a texter's writing, what if I break a tool?
So when everyone signs up as part of the borrowing rules, there is a condition that they're signing up that they are using the tool properly. So if it is due to user error, they would be liable for either replacing that tool in kind or providing us with a replacement cost. But we understand, like, some of the items we have that have been donated are 20, 30 years old. So if it's a matter of, you know, this thing has just met the end of its useful life, then we aren't going to hold someone accountable for that.
Or how about this, Darren? Bring you to the Dare to Repair Clinic.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite things, programs that we offer are repair cafes. These are free fix-it clinics that we hold once a month at different locations around Western New York. So if you've got a broken item, a lamp, vacuum, small appliance, bring that through. Our next one is going to be Saturday, June 1st at Island Park in Williamsville from 10 to 1. So we've got an incredible team of volunteer fixers, so electricians, plumbers. We've got people who will help mend your clothes. Bring your broken items out. Don't throw them out, dare to repair them, and save some money and learn a new skill.
So anything that you might think is repairable, you can bring it by and then see if it is something that one of the skilled people there can actually handle.
Yep, and the goal really is for you to sit alongside, figure out what they're doing, learn a new skill, and I will say our success rate to date is about 70%, so not too shabby. Hmm.
Where did you find these people?
We just kind of put the call out, and we've been really lucky, again, that we have such an incredible community of volunteers.
That's awesome.
And we just love every month getting together.
These are the people that we're losing that aren't being replaced in the supply chain of people coming into our industry.
Yeah, so many skills, so much knowledge that is being lost. So these are a great way to rekindle that.
So the Dare to Repair Cafe this Saturday, the 1st, 10 a.m. at Island Park. July 13th, the William Emsley Family YMCA, and August 24th, the North Tonawanda Senior Center.
Yep, and if you are interested in attending, we do recommend RSVPing just to let us know what you're bringing. So that's thetoollibrary.org/dare to repair.
Yeah, just so you can be somewhat prepared. Do you want to see a picture of it, maybe?
Not a picture, just kind of what you're bringing, what the issue is, and that just helps us prepare the fixers to bring the right tools.
A texter's writing, here you go, Darren, hang the ladder from the ceiling. Use it to hang other supplies. Go vertical.
We are very excited about, again, when we buy the building, really customizing the space. And that's one of the things we're really excited about, too, custom storage solutions. So it is an old school building. It's got drop ceilings right now, but pulling those down, restoring that full height ceiling, really for excited for that.
You should take that ladder. Because you will be surprised at how much in demand it will be.
Well, if someone's got a truck that they want to lend us, we would love to drive down to East Aurora to do that.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing that you don't have a truck. I mean, it's, you know, think about what the potential would be for deliveries if you did.
That's next on the next on the agenda for sure. So any of our dealerships out there that are looking to donate a truck, please visit us.
Because that would expand your demographics into perhaps more distant zip codes that are away from, you know, your exact location.
Yeah, transportation is absolutely a barrier, and we do see other tool libraries around the country doing delivery services, so we would love to get there one day.
Okay, so somebody donate a truck to the tool library, and we'll take credit for it right here.
That sounds fantastic.
Let's see here. The most commonly rented tool is...
So top 10 from last year were kind of all of those power tools that range anywhere from like 100 to 250. So you've got cordless circular saw, cordless drill, air compressors, cordless lawnmower, cordless reciprocating saw. So again, those things that are going to cost you $200, $250 to go out and buy that maybe you only need once or twice.
The number one tool that breaks down the most.
Pressure washers.
Yeah.
Very popular, but yes, not very sustainable, unfortunately.
Okay, 803-0930. Our next break is right now. We're back to wrap up the show right after this. We're always excited to be able to promote a Hammer Time sponsor. And this one is TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. Now, they've become our go-to for HVAC as well as electrical. Yeah, they're our resident experts. And we are in the beginning of the air conditioning season. So guess what? Just by listening to this program, you benefit. You know how? Well, you can get an air conditioning tune-up from TRS for just $100. That's right. You just mentioned you heard Dominic on the radio, and they will give you an AC tune-up. Actually, it's $99. They call it the health and safety checkup for your existing air conditioner. And if it's time for replacement, TRS can offer you a high-efficiency Rheem central air conditioner with many financing options. Great news, TRS has an electrical division, as I mentioned, and they can help you from a small light fixture to a whole house generator. By the way, if you have a whole house generator, also you'll benefit from listening to the program for the generator tune-up, $125. And they will mark their calendar so you don't have to worry about marking yours. TRS, powering tomorrow, comforting today. TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence online at trsheatingandairconditioning.com.
Hi, Steve Tasker along with Alex for Westhurst Subaru and the Westhurst Spring into Summer Sales Event. Plus, some big news.
That's right, it's official. Westhurst Subaru of Lockport is now open. It's a brand new dealership conveniently located for our customers up north on Transit Road, only about a mile north of Millersport.
Now joining Westhurst Subaru of Orchard Park with great deals in May.
Like 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2024 Subaru Outback.
0% for 60 months on approved credit through Subaru Motors Finance at 16.67 per thousand finance. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by May 31st. See dealer for details.
Plus, during the Westhurst Spring into Summer Sales event, we have set aside $50 million to buy vehicles. Whether you lease or own, we want your vehicle.
On Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park, in Brockport, and now in Lockport on Transit Road, 1 mile north of Millersport, or at westhurstsubaru.com. And don't forget, all Subaru vehicles are built in zero landfill plants where 100% of waste is recycled or turned into electricity.
Welcome to
Paid actors represent actual clients.
My attorneys at the Barnes firm settled my job accident case for 65 times more than insurance said they'd pay.
Glad I called.
After a car rear-ended me, my attorneys at the Barnes firm got me $800,000.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call the Barnes firm now. You might be surprised.
I called. My case was worth $600,000.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Keep your yard pest-free with Mosquito Hunters of Buffalo. Mosquito Hunters helps with rodents, yellow jackets, deer, ticks, fleas, mosquitoes, and ants. They're also the exclusive installer of Thermocell Live Smart Repellent System, an installed mosquito control system that protects your patio space and more from mosquitoes. This smart repellent mosquito control system can be used around pets and kids. Live is the perfect treatment for smaller yards, patios, or pool areas. Call 716-407-3230 or visit mosquitohunters.com.
Mosquito Hunters.
Did you know you can stream Fox News Radio on the free Odyssey app? Just download the free Odyssey app and search for Fox News Radio to hear the voices you trust. Brian Kilmeade.
Why are we so scared of Iran thinking that we're at war with them?
Guy Benson.
Get the bleep out of here. It's disgusting.
Jimmy Failla.
Then this administration rolled into town with a checkbook.
Are all on the free Odyssey app. From the news and talk to keep you informed and up to date during election season, listen to Fox News Radio on the free Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
Hey, it's Dominic here, and I have an effective way to fix your concrete slabs without having to do it yourself. You know what it is? I'll tell you. Call A1 Concrete Leveling. A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There are no chemicals, and you don't have to worry about color matching, and you can use your concrete the very same day. And better than that, how about saving up to 70% when you compare A1 to replacement? Now, I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house. I referred them to Phil, and they fixed a concrete sag for him as well. Here's their number, 716-341-4550. That's 341-4550 in the 716. They'll give you a free estimate. You can learn more at a1concretebuffalo.com. a1concretebuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
Hammer time.
Scott Beeler, we have a worthwhile organization for you to donate a truck to, and that's the Tool Library. So give Darren a call, Scott. I know you're listening, and you can donate him a truck. How's that sound, Darren?
That sounds like an absolutely wonderful partnership that we would love to be part of.
And you can say West Hur donated it on the vehicle. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Let's see. Is a deposit required to borrow a tool?
No deposit required for any sort of power tool. We do require a credit card on file.
Okay. How about corded 60-year-old circular saw heavy?
So items, yeah.
You're not a garbage dump.
Right. That's one of the challenges for us is that that's something that we probably wouldn't put in our inventory. And also when we've had our tool sales, those things typically don't move. So for us, that would just be something that we would then have to take to, you know, a metal recycling facility.
Sure. So that's what you should do. Don't bring it to Darren and make it his problem. Just go ahead and bring it to a scrapyard and get the $3 value that you'll get from the scrap. We have moved away from corded tools almost 100%. So, you know, everything we use is battery-operated corded. Now, of course, you talk about being environmentally friendly. You know, the lithium-ion debate is an interesting one. And how do you feel about all those battery chargers?
Yeah, I mean, we do have to build systems where those things, when they reach the end of their life, like what happens to them.
And nobody talks about that, Darren.
Right. There are some drop-off facilities, but again, that is something that we want to move into, is how do we create more of a circular economy, keep those things out of the landfill, back into productive use.
Okay, the Tool Library. The address again is 2626 Main Street in Buffalo, and online at thetoollibrary.org?
Yep.
Okay. Darren Cotton, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And don't forget the Dare to Repair Cafe this Saturday at the Island Park in Waynesville. Have a great week, everybody. And remember, tomorrow, Monday, Memorial Day, it's not just for flowers. It's to remember those that gave their life to our country. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch. News.